Let's get into the phones right now. Let's play a little bit of Rattle Off. Who was the first one to get through? Why, it was Cameron. Hello, Cameron. Welcome. Going once.
Uh-oh.
Going twice.
Oh. Gone. That's a bummer.
Waited all that time.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Tony. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey. What are you doing today, Tony?
Oh, I'm just playing in the cul-de-sac with my two-year-old.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah? What's the game?
Horse?
Well, he's pushing his trike around, so I'm just kind of monitoring that.
Yeah. That'll get away from you.
Just kind of monitoring.
That's
yeah.
good. Keep an eye on him. Next thing you know, they'll be out on Wadsworth or something.
Yeah.
Be careful.
You ready to play some Rattle Off with us, Tony?
Yeah.
All right. Then please, in 10 seconds, we're looking for five famous people, so we have to have heard of them. Five famous people named Kevin. Five famous Kevins. Ready and go.
Kevin Bacon. Kevin from Shark Tank. I don't know.
That's Kevin O'Leary, right? That guy?
Yeah, Kevin O'Leary.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Costner.
Kevin
Spacey.
Spacey, of course.
Oh,
Tony, that's embarrassing for you.
Dang. Well, right. we want you to have a fun day anyway. Enjoy your day with your two-year-old, okay, buddy?
Great. Thanks. Have a good day.
You. See you later.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Chelsea, what are you up to today?
I just took my daughter to school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now you're just hanging out, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Taking care of the other kids.
Oh, more kids. They just keep appearing, don't they?
My goodness.
Yeah, I just had my third 6 weeks ago. So.
Oh, little baby.
My goodness. Congratulations.
You're busy.
Thank you.
Aren't you tired right now? Aren't you tired?
Life. Yes.
Got to be exhausted.
Ugh. It is definitely the hardest job.
It is. Yeah. You got it.
How old is your oldest?
Rewarding. She's 7, so she's a first grader.
Well, let's play a little Rattle Off. See if you can win a prize from us, okay?
All right.
10 seconds, Chelsea. We want five milks in the store that don't come from a cow. Move. Milk that does not come from a cow. Can you name five of those? Ready and go.
Almond milk, cashew milk, pea protein milk.
Time is up. There's the soy.
I'm a big fan of the.
I
know
this too. My son has milk allergy.
Oh, so you're probably. You could have done them all. Oat milk, flax milk.
Oh, oat milk, rice milk. I'm not even kidding. We've used them all.
Oh, how did you not get this?
What happened?
My brain just.
You got newborn brain.
Yeah, newborn brain. Yep. And that is a thing.
We're
that has
blame
been
that, okay?
Yeah, it's a
newborn
thing.
Brain has been proven scientifically. We're not even joking.
You can use that excuse for like the next 18 years too.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, it's why for not? Sure. I just like stand in the kitchen like, "Wait, why did I walk in here?"
Yeah. Well, right, we
well,
think
you.
You're you're delightful. So go have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And she's off. Shelly, what do you have to say for yourself?
Hey, not much. I'm just glad I got through.
Well, we're glad you got through too. What are you doing today?
I just arrived to my volunteer job. I'm in the car in the parking lot.
Mm. What's your volunteer job? What do you do?
I'm at Dumb Friends League. I take photos of the animals and then post them on the website.
Well, that's a very good thing that you're doing.
Cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
It is fun. That's a great organization. My stepdaughter volunteered with Dumb Friends League for a while too. So good for you.
You ever come in with the day, for the day without a pet and then leave with a pet?
Well, all three of my I've had probably five pets from here, but
that's good.
But my husband says we're at maximum capacity, so it's not enough.
No more pets. All right.
That's funny, because, you know, the next one on our list for Rattle Off has to do with animals.
Oh, good.
And the word pet, but in terms of a verb. So let your mind wander here. In other words, don't overthink this. Just let your mind wander. Five animals you should never pet. Five animals that one should never pet. Let's see how you do. Ready and go.
Alligator, snake, rhinoceros, water buffalo, hippopotamus, tiger, lion, gorilla.
You know, we've always told people, keep going, don't stop at five, which is what you did, and you are a winner!
Way to work in water buffalo. I think that was the most random one in there.
How did that pop into your head?
Well, because it's one of the five top deadliest animals. I think I went to Africa years ago, and that just stuck in my head. Don't pet the water buffalo.
Pet the water buffalo,
good to know.
People.
Noted.
I hope they've got signs up for that.
Uh-huh. They do.
What is the deadliest animal? Is it? Could I be wrong? Is it a horse? Is that right?
I think it's a hippopotamus.
I was going to say the hippo, because they're so deadly.
Yeah, but in terms of
they're all cute and cuddly, but...
No, but in terms of the numbers, like what more humans on the worldwide? Hold on, we're going to look this up right now. Deadliest animal in the world.
So you got to stay away from those rear legs on a horse.
Well, they put mosquitoes at number one.
Oh.
Then they put humans at number two.
All right, give me a three.
Snakes. That's what they say
snake
here.
Bites.
Mosquitoes, humans, snakes, dogs.
Dogs?
Dogs kill 35,000 humans per year.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Freshwater snails kill 10,000 people.
Those are the worst.
Scorpions are on the list. And tapeworms, Jeremy.
Oh, I had pinworms. Okay. Shelly, not a hippo on the list, I guess.
Hippos did not make the top 10. No. Nor did water buffaloes. But you still don't want to pet them. Listen, you are absolutely charming and delightful. If you will stand by, Josh will tell you about that great prize, okay?
Great. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
Thank
Shelley.
You for listening to the show.
Pet
we appreciate
the puppies.
It. That was fun today.
Really good one.